It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll learn more about a new music festival coming to Eau Claire this summer, featuring acts like The National and Bon Iver.
First, we're getting the latest about the protests and demonstrations planned today in response to the police shooting of an unarmed biracial man, Tony Robinson, last Friday night in Madison.
There have been lots of protests, demonstrations, community meetings since Robinson's death Friday night. Today, there was a student walkout scheduled at 1:30. Students were planning to meet at the Department of Corrections building for a rally at 3 to protest what they call the school-to-prison pipeline. Tonight at 5, supporters of the Madison Police Department planning to rally at the Wisconsin Law Enforcement Memorial on the Capitol Square. Mary Spacuzza is on the scene. She joins us now. She's a politics and breaking news reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Mary, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So can you tell us about this latest protest ongoing now, I imagine? What happened today?
There were about 3 buses that left from Madison West that were transported over to a park right by Department of Correction, and they met with other supporters of Tony Robinson and his family. Actually, his mother and uncle both spoke to protesters. The uncle talked about Black Lives Matter and their concerns about people being targeted. They did stress that they are not anti-police. And his mother, Andrea Irwin, again, she thanked people for their support, and she repeated that she does not want any violence done in his name. The protests have been peaceful so far. There was, a lot of chanting and drumming, but people have been peaceful.
And so people can picture this. Where is this Department of Corrections building?
It's over on East Washington. So some people did march over. Some people took buses. They gathered in the park and talked beforehand. And then it was really a short march to the Department of Correction. It was only about a block from where they were. However, they are going to be marching to some other locations, and it sounds like they could be out there for a while before they get to their final destination.
So this was not in the shadow of the Capitol, as many of the protests have been. Is this something where streets are being closed down?
We haven't seen any, major streets closed so far. They were really on the sidewalk, so we did not see any East Washington being shut down like we did on Monday when the East High students and O'Keefe Middle Schools marched.
Now, apart from the shooting of Tony Robinson, was this more widely focused on other prison issues than some of the previous protests?
It was. His family remained focused on him. They talked about his memorial. They're planning to, his funeral is going to begin at 2 p.m. on Saturday. So they talked about that. There were, however, there was talk about, the correction system. There was talk about job opportunities. And so there are other, other causes being brought up. And as you mentioned, the kind of school to prison pipeline that some people have been talking about in recent days.
Now, following your Twitter feed, I know you've been covering some of what the governor has had to say. He met with a Madison activist, organizer. What has he weighed in on when it comes to all these issues?
He met with Michael Johnson from the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County and another representative from that organization today. In his statement, the governor said that he felt great empathy for the Robinson family. He and his wife expressed their condolences. He said that today they talked quite a bit about working together to increase opportunities for young people. Michael Johnson said that included talk about education and about jobs.
And there's another rally scheduled today at 5, I believe. Supporters of the Madison Police Department, I was looking at their Facebook page, they're not building this as a protest, but a rally in support of officers. What do we know about this rally?
No, I am going to be heading there very soon, and I'll have a little bit more information. I don't know how big it's going to be, how many people will be there. It's interesting because the Robinson family, although there have been some anti-police chants, they have been consistently very, very positive about police, saying that law enforcement is necessary and that they don't want people to be anti-police, and that is not the message the family is trying to spread. So it'll be interesting to hear what the pro-police protesters have to say and how that message is different than what the family's been saying. But certainly some of the protest chants have been anti-police and, arrest the police, things like that. So we'll see in about 45 minutes.
Now, you've been following protests since the weekend and into today. Have you seen the mood, the stance of participants changing in this 5-day span?
You know, I think people have, there's been anger and there's been frustration, and certainly people feeling like something is wrong with the criminal justice system. I wouldn't say that I've seen, you know, tensions flaring to the point of anger, to the point of violence at any point. And I think people have been kind of angry but peaceful, I would say.
And what was the police role like at the protest today?
There was a police presence today, but from everything I saw, police were very much on the sideline monitoring. I saw actually a police officer hug a protester. I saw some conversations between people. I did not see anything even remotely confrontational. There was not a huge police presence. It wasn't like dozens of officers. They were there, but really pretty much just off to the side and only seeming to interact with people who wanted to interact with them.
Now, there's this rally in support of police this afternoon. Have you heard about what's coming next from government officials, protest organizers, or others for the remainder of the week and beyond that?
I think it sounds like more protests are being planned. I think the family is focused on the funeral arrangements, but I would not be surprised if protests continue throughout the week and into the weekend.
Mary, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having me.
That's Mary Spicuzza, politics and breaking news reporter for the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel, with us to talk about the rallies scheduled today in response to the police shooting of Tony Robinson last Friday.